Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
He's your radio friend with lots and lots of good health information and advice. It's the Power of Health with Dr. Jeffrey Burke.
I'm here today with Natasha Trenev and Dr. Andy Kogelnick, and we're discussing things that I think are not only important, but they have a level of importance that has become more and more profound because of the way most of us are living our lives. Immune disorders are more visible than ever. Chronic diseases, inflammatory and non-inflammatory, are around every single corner, and not just for the elderly. We're getting these all the way down into our younger years. And it's sad. And a lot of this stuff is spoon and fork fed. It's the way we're living our lives. Dr. Kogelnick, you know, we have to choose proper microorganisms. We have to learn how to get our ecosystems balanced. Where do you see the state of affairs with the immune problems and the inflammatory diseases today? Are we finding some level ground, or is this still an uphill battle that a lot of people are still maybe not even aware of where they're going?
Well, I think there is a lot of education that still needs to happen, and there's certainly a lot of experimental and measurements that still need to happen. And we've sort of opened the door on the beginnings of that in terms of some of the studies that we're doing that are starting to define, you know, differences in people's inflammatory states and the connection to their microbiome and their diet and the use of both antibiotics in a negative sense as well as in a positive one, but also probiotics to sort of rectify that. So I think there's a lot going on there, and most people are not as aware of that. And I think it really needs to influence people's choices in terms of diet, supplements, probiotics, and medications as well. And we're moving towards that in a scientific way, which is terrific. But we have a number of ongoing studies around that, looking at inflammatory markers driven by different gut bugs and sort of different profiles of different gut bugs. And as Natasha was saying, you know, there really is this sort of whole ecosystem in the gut that is affected by what you eat and what you put in there in terms of medications and probiotics, and that can affect you very adversely. We've tracked actually both individuals and populations from that a healthy profile, shifting their bacteria to another completely different profile, and seeing the emergence of symptoms of irritable bowel disease, for example. And when we can influence that back in the positive direction, I think that's really the key. But that has to be a very individualized therapy right now. There's not a one-size-fits-all. I mean, you can imagine when there's millions of bacteria in your gut, it becomes a more complicated thing, and it's not something that really has hit the mainstream of medicine yet. But that's, I think, where we're driving. There's been a lot more recognition on a literature level, but also on a public consumer-facing level around what's out there. But there's still a lot of confusion as well. So we definitely need those standards that Natasha and you were talking about earlier.
You know, Natasha, today we can really credit mass media and advertising with kind of bringing the word probiotic out, because a lot more people do know about it. They don't really understand fully the idea of probiotics, but the word is familiar. Most people will say it's about the gut. But we have to remember that, you know, they use that term loosely now, and they've diminished the actual intensity of the quality of the word, because you see even junk foods and snack foods now fortified with that word probiotic on it. So it's not just about getting probiotics in your system. It's truly, like you said, quality and the right strains and choosing correctly and asking questions so that you know the true form of probiotics.
The problem is that, you know, people mistake a junk food for a good source of probiotic organisms, and nothing is further from the truth, because you don't really know how much of anything you're getting probiotics in that product. But you are getting probably a huge sugar load that will become food for the not-so-friendly bacteria that have already upset your microbiome. So it's like a catch-22 situation. You think you're improving your gut flora by consuming this product, mm-hmm. and you're not actually improving it because you're consuming so much sugar that it's feeding the very organisms that you're trying to get rid of. So we have to make sure, first of all, that the probiotic organisms are safe, and second of all, that they're efficacious, and third of all, that you know exactly how much of each organism you're ingesting and whether or not that organism has been stressed or arrives in a healthy state by the time it reaches the consumer lips and they're ready to take it, so that it can actually perform the functions that the manufacturer is promising the consumer. And one of the problems I also see is that I'm all for clinical trials, but we're now trying to handle microorganisms as, you know, chemical products. And, you know, we're trying to control symptoms rather than trying to improve the entire ecosystem of the large and the small intestine, rather than trying to use microorganisms to target specific problems in the gut. I think that's something we should go away from, because if we establish a healthy community of good probiotic bacteria by ingesting the right probiotic supplement and by changing our diet and by getting involved in some healthy exercise, you're going to change the whole ecosystem, and that change in the ecosystem will allow the body to heal itself, rather than targeting microorganisms to take care of the symptom and not really do that ecological change that I'm talking about to allow the body to heal itself.
And I think that's a really exciting area, because for the first time in the last few years, we've been able to measure not only the microbiome, but sort of its effect on metabolism, which is exactly what Natasha is talking about. So for the first time, we can actually examine how the body is shifting in response to some of these things and then try and shift it back in the right direction. But it is a complex issue, and the lack of standards in probiotics makes it even more complicated, because sometimes, frankly, you're just giving a patient dead bugs, which doesn't help to drive you towards a solution for that patient any more than anything else that you might take off the shelf. So it's really that labeling thing comes back in. But now we can hopefully be able to tune in on that and create some standards and some good recommendations on an individual patient level that make sense for treating that individual.
You know, isn't it amazing, if you go back 30 or 40 years, people had better digestive systems. We had these wonderful ecosystems in our body, and people were eating more fermented foods, and it was just a better way of living. And there we are today, all of this technology at our fingertips, all of this information, and yet we're kind of walking around blindly. And it's sad, but hopefully we're going to all start waking up, because I'm hoping that, you know, when people really start getting sick and tired of being sick and tired, they're going to start taking back control and, you know, get away from the Frankenfood and start getting back to true food and start understanding the idea of anti-inflammatory foods and learning how to sanitize their foods and learning the proper balance of, as Natasha calls, the healthy trinity, you know, quality food, quality diet, and quality exercise, and great probiotics. You know, that's my dream, that we're going to get it there. I mean, I may be an uphill dream. What do you think, Natasha?
I think we'll get there. I think we have to educate the public, because, look, we have 60 years of the health food concept, mm-hmm. and you have to ask yourself, is the state of American health better or worse? So obviously we have the concept, but something is missing, and that standardization is what's missing. Because if you can't measure what you're giving a patient or what effect that the measure is having on the body, you can't make progress. And by, you know, just throwing a bunch of microbes in an ecosystem and hoping that it's going to improve, it just doesn't simply work that way. And that's where we have to get mature, because our whole system is been disrupted by a lot of the, you know, what I call processed food that we've been consuming. And there's now ample evidence that shows that the highly chemical and processed food has had a dramatic effect on the health of the nation, changed the composition of the microbiota and the microbiome, and has led us to a path to a chronic disease health state that really can't be treated by Western medicine, but we have to go back to basics. And if, you know, if I can leave everybody with one concept today, that the right microbes with the innate immune system can work with the adaptive immune system to improve immunity. So the microbes actually crosstalk to the immune system, and this crosstalk sort of alerts the cells on the intestinal lining that stimulates the immune response that is appropriate for the problem, and not allow the immune system to be hyperactive, which leads to allergies and other inflammatory conditions. So it's very simple if we learn how to go back to the basics and not just take this information in sound bites and adopt what we think feels good. We have to start thinking holistically, and we have to start asking questions, and then we can eliminate a lot of the products that people tell us we need to take, and then we learn what is the proper diet for us, what is the proper probiotic supplementation, and what is the course of exercise that we need to start minimizing these problems that we're seeing really overwhelm our healthcare system in this country.
You know, doctor, a lot of people will say that's a lot of things to have to, you know, plan, you know, because we're in such a hurry going nowhere quickly. But I mean, you see the frustration and the devastation of somebody's health that is so poorly functioning these days. And I think sometimes when we get to that level, we'll do just about anything to try to gain it back again.
Yeah, you know, the sad thing is I think a lot of us have those components in our daily lives. We just don't put them together correctly.
Right.
And so a lot of the things that we're talking about here, really, it's a matter of just sort of resetting and making some adjustments. And, you know, as Natasha said, moving away from some of the Frankenfoods to, you know, dampen down that inflammatory response that they may have caused. And really just looking at an individual's pathway. And if you can build some of those things simply into their daily routine, it actually becomes much simpler and they'll feel a lot better for it. So that really becomes, I think, sometimes the simplest changes are the most effective ones. But again, when you don't know what you're putting into your body half the time, that becomes a real challenge. And how do we make those choices? You know, Google did something interesting, a little experiment, where they moved all of their snack foods, all of the sort of the candy and the low nutritional value stuff in their break areas out of sight. And they put fruit in plain sight and made it readily available, and the consumption of raw fruits in those snack areas went up by over 30% just with that simple physical change in their workplace, which contributed actually to the health of their workers and frankly the happiness of their workers. It was on a customer service level, it was received with a really positive response, and that's the kind of thing I think that all of us need to move towards in our daily activities, but sometimes, obviously, with some of the chronic diseases, it's more complicated than that. But I think the root of a lot of this stuff does sit at the microbiome level.
It does come down to it comes down to knowledge, and it comes down to organization. I think you're right, Natasha. I love that idea about the fresh fruit.
Oh yeah, absolutely. If you can handle the fresh fruit, I think it's terrific.
Mm-hmm.
I think we Americans have a sugar fixation.
Oh boy,
and we it's almost as bad as an addictive drug, that we need that sugar fix. And, you know, what it is that it's really stimulating the wrong group of bacteria to grow in our gut. So as long as we do everything in measure, I'm all for it, because we get these, you know, sound bites from our health food industry as well. Everybody's pushing, you know, a magic pill to make you lose weight, or a magic pill to make you feel better, a magic pill to make you think better, when it all boils down to what's going on in your microbiota. And if you went back to the basics, which I call the probiotic supplementation of the right bacteria, the right diet, and the right exercise, you're not going to have to take 20 pills for different symptomatic relief in your gut. And God only knows what's in those products if there's no industry oversight or something called True Label, which we tried to implement for many years and failed to implement. And I think we should go back to that True Label. And then have real scientists like Dr. Kolganek look at those, you know, supplements, and we figure out together what it is that each patient needs to take, so that we're not pushing, you know, colon cleanses on people who really don't need a colon cleanse, and have to realize that when you do that, that's almost as bad as taking an antibiotic, because you're disrupting the flora that you're not taking equal measure to rebalance once you've done something like that.
Are you seeing, doctor, that this approach is not only beneficial, but it is motivating for the patient when they have this hands-on kind of, not being treated like a number philosophy?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think people, I've had people, frankly, you know, just break down in my office because they've gone to so many physicians who have not been looking for these kinds of issues in their bodies. And when you finally give them a diagnosis and tell them, oh, well, you know, here's the root cause of your problem, there's just sort of such relief around that they're not crazy and that they're, you know, that they really are feeling differently sometimes for a reason that's very biological, that there's an inflammatory process going on. I think that's huge for patients. And I think, you know, we have a lot of realignment to do in the medical side as well in terms of our own understanding of these. So, you know, it comes back to what we were just saying. You know, we've got to measure more. We've got to act on those measurements, but we really have to be open to looking at all of the components and reestablishing a normal ecosystem across the board. And the good news is that sometimes that can happen relatively quickly in an individual patient when you start making some of these changes.
You know, Natasha, you know, every single time we're together, we talk about this healthy trinity philosophy of yours, diet and exercise and probiotics. And on face value, it looks just very simple and very basic. No bells and whistles, just almost like basic philosophy. But, you know, I think that's where we have made the detour. We've gone over to all these things that have bells and whistles, and we've gotten away from the foundation of just living a healthy life.
Yeah, exactly. Just think about yourself. How do you feel today? Do you feel like you have energy? Are you aging well? Are you feel like you have the drive to get up every morning? And your skin is usually a reflection of what's going on in the inside. So if your skin looks grayish or not so good, well, that means you've got troubles inside. And, you know, I can usually tell when people are off diet or consuming something that's not healthy for them because their skin will have an unhealthy red glow. And will, you know, be grayish in tint. So, you know, the body does talk to us if we just listen. And we got to, you know, I think in the health food industry, we also have to get rid of this notion of symptomatic relief by grabbing a pill or a bottle of something that's promising us something different. We really have to start with the basic education all over again. And without these labeling standards that I'm talking about, it's anybody's guess. I applaud Dr. Kogelnik, because many times I've seen also doctors come up with a business plan, and their business plan is how they're going to see each patient and what they're going to recommend, and they don't want to take the time for individual treatment or, you know, helping really the patient understand what their problem is and how they can work through this problem together to get their body back to a healthy state. I think this is what we need to do in the country. We all talk about doing good things, but I think we all have to define what good means, and if we really have our heart in what we're doing.
I think that's good. I agree 100%. I think you're right in line, and I think this is going to be a huge, gigantic a benefit to the medical community and the patient-doctor relationship, Doctor.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's so necessary and it's so timely, and like I said, the response we get from most patients once they start to understand these things is just been tremendous, you know, and it really affects every level of what we're doing. I mean, we work not only with individual patients, but we actually are working with insurance plans and going out to a population where we say, okay, let's look at the population and say, well, this segment of the population has an inflammatory problem. Let's go to them and be proactive about these things. And it really changes the way they look at things and the way they live their lives.
That's wonderful. I think today we have to remember that immune disorders are all around us. Inflammatory, non-inflammatory, chronic, circulatory, digestive, skin. I mean, these diseases are everywhere. We have to learn how to measure our foods properly. We need to look at a better way of living our life, diet, exercise, and quality strains of probiotics. We need the knowledge. We need to ask the questions, and we need to make sure that we are in pursuit of knowledge every day, because there's nothing we can do in our life at a great success if our body is sick and we are struggling just to get through the day. So make sure that you ask those questions and ask them of people you can trust. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Burke. This is The Power of Health on Radio MD. For more information on this segment and all my segments, visit my show page at radiomd.com. Thank you for listening, and stay well.